This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
And welcome back. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman, who is up in Washington, D.C., and is now watching the speech of our new president, the 45th president, Donald Trump. And I am joined in studio by Jim Stanley, Kendra White, and John Mark Sowell.
I did it again.
Sowell, okay. Of the Sowell family pickers, who are our guests in studio. John Mark, I saw you doing the phone number. Why don't you tell our listeners the number to call in if they want to get on the program?
Try to get it right. Okay, the number is 888-589-8840.
Yes, well done.
I'm telling you.
This is a faithful listener right there.
888.
Here we go. See, now you're getting cocky.
Okay. 8840.
Wow. Excellent job. All right, we're going to try to get as many folks on as we can this half hour, so let's go back to the phones.
And we're going to talk to Jose. Jose calling from Texas. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Doing great. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Jose?
I think I'm just going to answer today.
All right, which question would you like to answer?
I was going to go for the bus, but I think I'll try the quarterback in the Super Bowl.
That's already been answered.
Yes, that's been answered as well.
We have other questions, though.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I wasn't paying attention, so I'll just hang up and listen.
All right, thanks, Jose.
Hey, Jose, that's all right. Now, you can answer another question if you just...
Yeah, you can just take a stab at one.
Okay, I'll take a stab.
Which one?
All right, here's one. What is the world's oldest monotheistic religion?
Ed, really?
What?
You're not being nice.
That seems easy to me.
Called out.
You can at least guess. You can like that's.
All right, here
something.
We go. Yeah, you could.
You
go
have,
ahead.
You can at least guess.
Okay.
Okay. We'll just go with Christianity.
Okay. I mean, that's a good guess, yeah. but it is not correct. It is not correct. But anyway, Jose, thank you for being on. And in a few minutes here, I'm going to take John Mark into another room
and have a word of prayer.
Hey, thank you, Jose.
God bless, brother.
Swear
now,
me
now, John,
out.
John Mark, do you think that's a hard question? Really? Well, the folks, okay, he's feeling it. I mean,
I love this kid.
He's cranking up. He's getting very, very used to this.
Comfortable.
He's going to be cracking jokes before too long. He's going to be making Sacagawea jokes, I'm sure, before too long.
Soon. So. Too soon, Ed.
All right, too soon. All right, go ahead. Let's go back to the phones.
All right, now we're going to talk to Cameron from Arkansas. Cameron, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. I'd like to try to answer one and ask one.
Okay, which one you want to try to answer?
I think the one with the longest state.
All right.
Oh, Rhode Island.
Awesome.
It is Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
Yay! Yes, it is.
Lisa A was confident. Now,
and here's the question. Which U.S. state has the longest official name? And it's State of Rhode Island and Providence Plantations.
Right.
That's the full name?
That is the full official name.
Wow. Providence, that's the capital.
Yes. Very good.
All right. Great, Cameron. Well
Excellent.
Done.
I didn't know that.
Okay, and I have a question. There's another quarterback who won with one team and lost with another team.
Oh, is that right?
Did he win and lose with two teams?
Yeah, he won and lose. Two different teams.
All right.
Kirk Warner.
Oh, he lost with the Cardinals, didn't he?
He won with the Rams and lost with the Cardinals.
Did he play? He quarterbacked the Cardinals when they lost to Pittsburgh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
So
John Mark was wrong.
No, I wasn't. I said win and lose with two. He won and lost. But yes, that is.
Yeah.
He did win and lose. I said win and lose
with two different
with
teams.
Two different
hey, Cameron.
Teams.
Okay. All right. Oh, okay. All right.
Cameron.
So,
John Mark is still right, and I'm wrong again.
Oh, man.
All right.
Cameron, we thank you for your call. Have a great weekend.
All right,
excuse us.
All right.
way too many football questions. Yeah,
you know,
way
John
too
Mark,
many.
This is on camera, so people are seeing.
Yes.
When you're pointing me out and saying in your face, people are seeing that.
What's that?
All around the world, yeah. Including in Serbia. What are people going to think there?
Yeah, they see that in Serbia.
What's that scripture? What's that scripture?
About pride?
Something about respecting old people.
I say.
It's in there somewhere.
The hoary head is a crown of glory.
Oh!
Hey.
Wow.
Now, I got to say, that is the first time somebody is trash talking using scripture.
It's a crown of glory.
Look,
it's
he's so glorious. Ed is so glorious.
Yeah, thank you, Kendra.
Right.
Here we go. Back to the phones.
Back to the phones.
David from Georgia, if you would like to barge in, do so. Yes. We welcome you to Trivia Friday.
Thank you very much.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, David?
I want to do both.
Okay.
This is not my question, but John Mark kind of reminds me of a young man in the Bible at the age of 12 sitting with the big dogs and asking and answering questions.
Wow. Thank
you. Are
you comparing, just compared to Jesus
John Mark to Jesus.
What would Jesus do? I mean,
I don't think he would have as much sass.
No, we're just kidding you, John Mark. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
All right, David, you want to you want to ask? What question do you want to answer?
I'm going to try to answer your Popeye question.
Hey, thank you. Good. Let's get some Popeye respect here. Here's the question. In the comic strip, who is Olive Oil's boyfriend before Popeye came along?
I'm going to go with Bruno.
Bruno. Mm. You mean Bluto?
Bluto, yeah.
Bluto. Okay. Yeah, this is not really showing Popeye respect here.
If it rhymed.
No, but that is not correct. Although there certainly was a competition between Popeye and Bluto. So you are on the right track. But that is not the correct answer.
Okay.
Good shot, though. What's your question for us?
All right. Yeah. Now, my question for you is, how far can a rabbit run into the woods?
Halfway. The other half, it's coming out.
Very good.
Wait, what?
Halfway in, the other half, he's coming out.
How far can a rabbit run into the woods?
Halfway.
I'm still not getting it. All right. You've got a parcel of forest.
Yes.
And you're going into said forest. It's just like the 50-yard line in the football game. At one point, you're headed towards it. The other point, you're headed away from
it. Okay. All right. Wow. I get it.
So there you go. there was no hesitation right there.
Okay.
Congratulations. So,
David, is that correct?
That is correct.
See, there you go.
All right. Yeah, it's just beat up on Ed Day today. That's okay. It's all right.
Well, if you could see the expression on your face, it was, what?
He's like, if I was a rabbit and I'm running
I was thinking,
I'm going at the rate
I'm pretty
of,
sure I've
see
seen a whole rabbit go into the woods, not half of it. I thought you were talking about the
actual rabbit.
Half the rabbit went
that's
in.
That's a Looney Tunes.
I've seen
him
go
tins.
All the way
okay.
in. All right.
Hey, David.
Thank you, David.
God bless, brother.
Oh, my
goodness. All right, it's almost a quarter after. Let's go ahead and give our questions again for those who are calling and want to know what they can take a shot at. So we're going to start with you, John Mark.
What is the capital city of the country of Serbia in Europe?
Okay.
I want to say the capital city.
You keep wanting to say.
I want to say the capital city, the country of Serbia in
Europe.
It's Europe, yes.
Okay.
Okie dokie. How many times was President Barack Obama sworn in as president? And whose inaugural address was the first to be broadcast on radio?
Mm. All right, good. All right, so I have two questions left. What is the world's oldest monotheistic religion? And somebody's answered Christianity. That is not correct. And my Popeye question for today, and folks, by the way, I will be asking Popeye questions for the next several weeks, so I would brush up on my Popeye lore. Here is today's Popeye question in the comic strip. Who was Olive Oil's boyfriend before Popeye came along? And Bluto is not correct. So, Kendra?
All right. In the TV series 24, what was the name of the president that Jack Bauer rescues in the early few seasons?
Have you ever watched that series?
Oh, man, our family loved it. We would try to watch it in like a day because it's like every episode's like an hour.
Yeah.
So, but we never.
And I've never seen it, but people tell me it's a real
intense.
Thrill.
It gets a little dark, so yeah. Word of warning.
And
there are a few we had to.
There is no way all of that happens in one day.
No, there's no way. You'd be on.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be in Star Trek with the transporter helping you
and
out.
And notice
you
they
know?
Never get stuck in traffic.
That's right.
Like, ever.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Always
all
get
green light.
Just like my life. So.
Right.
What else you got?
What classes of medieval society do the four suits in a deck of cards represent?
Well, that's what I want to hear
I'm
the
at
answers
a loss,
to. That's,
yeah.
That's interesting. All right, Jim, let's go back to the phones.
Okie doke. Sharon, calling from Arkansas. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Sharon, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I just want to answer.
Okay.
All right. Which question you want to answer?
The 24 question.
Oh, uh-oh. All right. Who was the president?
His name was Palmer.
That is correct.
That is.
David Palmer.
Oh, David Palmer. Okay.
And everybody loved this president so much that they said it had the Palmer effect on the actual elections. Like it
what
impacted.
Was the Palmer effect?
So he was a black president, and Barack was.
So you're saying that the show 24 had an impact?
Had a
turnout.
Shown, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, because they liked right. him.
Well, I didn't vote for Obama, but I would have voted for
Palmer.
For David Palmer.
He was a good
okay.
guy. He All was right. a good guy. Good All job. Right.
So now you had a bonus question.
Oh, yeah. Do you know
that.
Who played him?
You know, I have tried and tried to think about that the whole time I'm on hold, and I can't remember.
I know
awesome
who played
name.
Him.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Who was it, Jim?
The Allstate man.
Dennis
Oh, the guy
Haysbert.
From the Allstate
yeah,
commercials?
But also, in the first time I ever saw him, he was in the movie, the baseball movie. Oh, shoot. What was it? That? Now I can't even think of the name of that. But
the IMDb.
That is my whole life, Sharon. I'm constantly saying, I can't remember that. But I don't know who was
right.
I just can't remember. So it's the Allstate guy.
Yep. Dennis,
he's got a great voice.
He's Allstate
great.
Guy.
Great
All right.
Actor.
Okay. Thanks, Sharon. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
And she got.
You know, just
I got it.
You can just
she doesn't want to listen to us.
You know, this finger right here.
Just wait a second.
Just hold it back.
All right. Who we got next?
I'm sorry, Sharon. I apologize. Alexis from Illinois, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
How are you doing, Alexis? You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm doing great, and I'd like to answer.
Okay.
Which one do you want to try to answer?
I'd like to try to answer the Popeye question.
Okay.
All right, here we go. In the comic strip, who was Olive Oil's boyfriend before Popeye came along?
And I'm going to have to say Ham Gravy.
Harold Ham Gravy
wow.
is correct.
Woo-hoo!
Well, and now I really have to go to Popeye's gym.
I would not like that last name.
Ham Gravy.
Ham Gravy.
That'd just make you hungry.
You would.
It would.
I mean.
And I am.
And so. You know, she checked out Wimpy for a while, but he couldn't even afford his own hamburger.
No.
So. Yeah.
I'll gladly...
Pay you
Tuesday for a hamburger
today.
Yeah.
There you go.
Can I just comment that the last two callers have been women, and they are doing very well?
Yes, they are.
Just a comment.
Just saying.
Throwing that in there.
Okay. Go ahead, comment
Good
on
job.
That.
Hey, Alexis.
Did you
want to
comment on that?
I did. Just
okay.
throwing that in there, you know.
Oh, that was the comment.
Yes. Oh, okay. I see.
There you go.
Well, the rabbit was
halfway.
Only halfway in.
That's right.
Okay.
Alexis, have a great weekend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
See? I can do it. I can restrain.
Right. And someone is saying, I just want to say God bless. And then they're off. Cut off.
Have a good click day. All right, Chad from Mississippi, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing
great, Chad.
We're awesome.
Yeah, I want to do both.
Okay, which question do you want to answer?
Did somebody get the bus question?
No, that has not been answered yet. The bus question?
The bus question, yes. You mean the NFL running back?
Yes.
Yes. That's been answered.
Oh.
Correctly.
Oh, it has?
It's football.
Okay,
I just blocked it out.
You have another question you want to answer, Chad?
Yeah, I'll do the how many times was Obama?
All right, that's Jim's question. Repeat that question.
How many times was President Barack Hussein Obama sworn in as president?
I'm going to say three.
It was three times.
Wait a second. The cowbells. John Mark, do you know what that means?
You get a free car. Congratulations.
This guy's great. He's feeling it now, I'm just telling you. He was shy to begin with, but now he's just...
Yeah, and you
was
know,
he really shy to begin with?
I had
with,
to I warm know. Up to y'all guys. Y'all,
did you?
I
was,
to y'all
yeah,
guys?
Yeah,
because we're so hard to get to know.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so Jim, tell Chad what he wins. It's not a car,
what
Chad.
No.
Chad,
I'm
behind
sorry.
Door number
Even
two.
Even though John Mark promised you one, so maybe you can talk to John Mark afterwards. But
Chad, behind door number two, you have won an excellent AFR travel mug. It will hold coffee and keep it warm. Or you can put some ice water in it, and it will keep it cold.
And you
that's
can,
your prize. We'll need you to hold on.
And you can use that travel mug in your old car because
that's
you're,
right.
not, getting
you're
car
not getting a new one.
Can I request an explanation of the answer, though? Like three times one?
Absolutely. Hey, Chad, we're going to put you on hold, and Cindy will get your information.
Does she have a question for us?
Oh.
Do you have a question for us,
yes,
Chad?
I do have a question.
Okay.
What is the birthday of the Marine Corps?
That's a great
That's
question.
In seven, it's seven. It's in the 1700s.
Yeah, I think it's 1774. It's year's all I got. Is that correct?
It's in July, right?
November 10th, 1775.
75.
That was awfully close.
Right. Oh man,
but
that's
not
a
close
great
enough.
Question.
So yeah. John Mark and I were in the right century,
but
you were a year off,
and I was
one year off.
Not bad,
Bank.
All right, Chad, are you a former Marine?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, did I say it correctly? Former Marine or just retired or current?
I'm former.
Okay, all right.
Well, thank you so much for your service.
Yes,
that's
the reason,
right.
We're going to put you on hold,
so
Chad, so you can give your shipping information to Cindy Roberts, and we'll send you a travel mug. Okay.
All right,
and
thank you
for your service to our country. The reason I mention that is my dad, who is a retired Marine, one time I introduced him as an ex-Marine, and he said, no.
Never.
There's no
right.
such thing as an ex-Marine.
Right.
He said, you can say former, he said, but most of us say retired and ready to serve.
Amen.
And he's 87 years old.
Wow.
So.
All right. The explanation for President Obama, when he was sworn in, he had to be sworn in a second time. But on the second day of his presidency, because Chief Justice John G. Roberts Jr. messed up.
Mm.
And because the president was repeating what was told to him, he was sworn in improperly.
Yes.
And so they met in the Oval Office the next day and did it again.
Yes.
Okay, but why the third time?
Well,
he was elected twice.
Second year,
yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
I do remember that.
Okay, I got you.
I do remember that. John Roberts messed up, you know, the actual language.
Right.
And so that's one of those oddities of presidential history. So,
but you would think with just the two presidencies that he would have only been sworn in twice.
Right.
But
yeah.
There you go.
All right. Who do we got next?
We have Dalton from Alabama. Dalton, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. You guys are hard to get a hold of. I was actually trying to call about the 24 question because I'm a big 24 fanatic. I actually have the whole series on
the whole
on
series.
DVD.
It's intense, man. It's intense.
How many seasons are there of that?
24.
There is
24. Yeah.
Oh man.
There is actually 9 seasons. There's 8 total, but then there is a 9th that was out about a year ago, and then they also did a spinoff about Africa.
Now, did you watch them as they came out and had to, wait a week in between?
I watched some of them, and me and my uncle have been a real big fan of it. And then I got that for, I think, a birthday present. And then we've been watching them for a while. And then we're also now watching Designated Survivor.
It's so intense, man. You got to binge watch. You can't wait. I don't know how people did that.
I know.
Oh.
Yeah, so this is American Family Radio, where we convince you to binge watch shows that are apparently so dark sometimes that you can't watch some of the episodes. So. But I have good friends who have said you got to watch it. But now that Dalton said there's 9 seasons, I'm thinking,
are you that committed?
That's a lot of binge watching.
Try Netflix.
Yeah. I can't get Netflix where I'm at, so. All right. I live out in the woods where rabbits only get halfway in. So,
hey, Dalton, thanks for the call.
No,
have a great weekend.
Actually, I have a question.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Oh, I thought he asked. I'm sorry.
No. What's your question,
okay,
Dalton?
How many verses are in the Greek national anthem?
Are you Greek?
No, I actually saw this on a trivia.
Okay.
Another trivia show, and I thought was pretty interesting.
But the reason I ask is I'm half Greek, but I don't know the answer to your question.
I feel like it would be a lot. I feel like they have so much history. I mean, come on. Like,
can you get any more specific?
Like, 7.
Kendra's answer is a lot.
No. I'm going to say 9. Like, I feel like there are a lot of verses.
Like the number of seasons in 24.
Exactly.
Wow. All right, Kendra's feeling it. I'm going to say 9. You're going to say 20. All right, any of us right?
No, there was 158 verses.
Holy cow.
Now, I got to say, I am not watching a football game that begins with a national anthem that is that many verses when they start singing, or a soccer game.
That'd be the whole football game.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you for coming, folks.
Right. Yeah, have a great night.
All right, thank you, Dalton.
Thank you. Y'all have a wonderful one.
We
and
have
God
four.
Bless.
All right, bless you. All right, can we squeeze in one more?
Barry from Texas, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. I love the program.
Well, thanks.
I'd like to answer the one on Serbia.
Mm. All right, here it is.
John Mark.
Go ahead, John Mark.
Well, what is the capital city of the country of Serbia?
Well, I believe all that used to be the Austrian Empire, and I think it's going to be Belgrade.
Yes,
wow,
it is.
Well done.
Congratulations.
Very good, Barry.
Awesome.
That's excellent. Do you have a question for us?
No, just how come y'all not longer?
Well, we figured an hour and a half would be long enough, but I will run that up the chain of command and see what they say.
That's about 4.
4 hours.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that. There'd have to be a tag team going on.
Hey, thank you, Barry. Appreciate that. Yeah, 4 hours. That's a little too much. I don't think I'd come up with enough questions.
No.
For the last 4 hours. Although, people can get podcasts of these, right?
They can.
So they can listen to 4 hours worth of Tribune
Absolutely.
Friday.
Absolutely.
Just not one show.
Listen.
They can find a hilarious highlight CD
at
afastore.net.
That's right. And we have a new one that's coming out here in the spring.
We do indeed.
Volume 3. Awesome.
All right. Well, we need to answer our questions that we've got remaining. So yours has been answered.
I'm 0.
You have any?
I have one.
Broke.
Inaugural, what was... Pardon me.
That happens to
Whose inaugural address was the first to be broadcast on the radio? Calvin Coolidge.
Calvin Coolidge.
Wow.
Calvin Coolidge.
Okay, I was going to try to guess.
I was
going to say FDR Hoover. Again.
Hoover.
It has not been FDR's day, but it has been Taft's day.
That's right.
I was thinking Herbert Hoover.
Herbert Hoover?
But
there in the first half of the last century. All right.
Yeah.
The only question I have left is, what is the world's oldest monotheistic religion? Anybody know?
Judaism.
Yeah.
It has to be.
All right, what do you got left? That's all.
All right, I had the cards question. What medieval society do the 4 suits in a deck of cards represent? The hearts are the church, spades are the nobility, diamonds are the merchant class, and clubs are peasants.
Wow.
All right. Awesome.
All right, this has been Trivia Friday. Ed Vitagliano, Jim Stanley, Kendra White, John Mark Sowell, and the Sowell Family Pickers have been our guests. Thank you guys for coming. We've had a blast. Thank you, Professor Sowell.
Thank you.
You've done a great job. Folks, more great programming coming your way on American Family Radio. Bye for now.